who saw that Moshe was late. Vayikahel ha'om al Aaron v'yomrei lov kum aseilanu olahim asheyelchu lefaneinu. Come create for us a God that will go before us. Kizem Moshe o'yisha she'elonu me'eretz Mitzrayim. This man Moshe that took us out of Egypt, lo yadanu mehoyolo. We don't know what happened to him. The Kuzari points out that Klal Yisrael's mistake really didn't begin with the Egel. Klal Yisrael's mistake began a long time before that. Ki ze Moshe ha'ish asher helanu me'eretz Mitzrayim, Moshe who took us out of Egypt, we need a God in his place because he's gone. Moshe took them out of Egypt. If they come along and say, you know, we're short a prophet. They come along and say, Moshe's direct connection with Hashem. If Moshe's gone, there's no replacement. That kind of concern could have been legitimate. But Moshe who took us out of Egypt is gone. We need a God in his place. So the Kuzari points out that to the Jew there is a basic problem in that, unlike all other forms of religion that were known to the world then, there's always something you can relate to. There's the deity. Even if it's one that you throw stones at, but at least it's there. You can see it, you can touch it. You can at least imagine it. Here we have Judaism. Judaism that is more demanding than any other religion. When a prospective convert comes, we tell him kalos v'chamuris, the easy stuff and the difficult stuff. I've shared with you the Me'iri who explains the difficult stuff every religion has. The things you got to give your life for every religion has. The easy stuff. The easy stuff. That the Shulchan Aruch tells you which shoe to put on first and which shoelace to tie first. That's more difficult because it's never ending. It's day in, day out. It's not one grand Mesiras Nefesh and you're gone. It's not being burned at the stake. It's living every day, 24 hours a day, in accordance with the will of Hashem. Everything you say and everything you think. Your midas, a responsibility to become a more perfect human being. The way you deal with your fellow man. The way you do business, what you eat, your thoughts. Absolutely everything in life is governed by the will of Hashem. And you can't see him, you can't touch him, and you're not allowed to imagine him. It's so difficult. It's so difficult to live in accordance with endless demand. And yet, what is this Hashem? So you begin the beginning of Yesodei HaTorah and you can go crazy. Unless you're an academic. What does it mean? Motzui Rishon, the first existence, and leave me alone. To live day in, day out, where everything you do has its rules, is demanded by the Creator. Not only that, but you even have to have a personal relationship with Him. There's a mitzvah to love Hashem, a mitzvah to fear Hashem, and a mitzvah to talk to Him. And if you dare imagine anything, when you're talking to him, you're a pagan. If you got some image up there, you're a pagan. Heresy. Out. So much so that the Torah's got to go ahead and allegorically use all of the physical terms. And if you take the Chumash literally, you're also an apikoros. So the Kuzari points out the most difficult aspect of Judaism is the fact that there is nothing that you can touch, nothing that you can feel, nothing that you can imagine. You're dealing with a Hashem that is all logical. A Hashem that is beyond anything that you can attempt to deal with on the level of your senses. So the Torah warns us over and over, avoid the images. You know, on a certain level, one may ask, the Torah is a bit outdated. Why does it repeat so many times, don't create images and don't bow, and idolatry is all over the place. Yeah, that was for the good old days. Today, that's the issue. Today, I mean, if the number one issue today is don't bow to stones, the Torah is not outdated. Because deep down, that is our greatest problem. Our greatest problem is that we're always looking for some way that without becoming an apikoros or a pagan, we can have something that we can hold on to. So Klal Yisrael used Moshe Rabbeinu. Ha'ish asher helonu me'eretz Mitzrayim. He took us out of Egypt. And when he's not around, we need Asay Lanu Elohim. The Kuzri says they were looking for something physical that they can grasp to take the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. And what was the role of Moshe? They created one for him. The closest thing to imagining Hashem. And that was wrong. It was a mistake. If we want to understand how off, how perverted their relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu was, look what happens when he's gone. They got a cow in his place. So what does Aaron do? This is stalls. Vayom aleim Aaron parku ish nizmei azova shabiyoznei nesheichem. Go take your wife's jewelry. He was stalling. He didn't think they'd do it. He knew he counted on the women they wouldn't let either. Why is he stalling? So it says, because someone else resisted. Hur. Hur tried to stop them and they killed him. So Aaron was afraid of getting killed. Aaron was not afraid of getting killed. Aaron had plenty of Mesiris Nefesh, you can be sure. But there's no mitzvah to get killed if it's not going to work. If you've got some better way of changing things, then, you know, dying is probably the easy way out. That's not the mitzvah. Stall! A Mises Sutton. Satan gets in the way. What did they do? They pull the jewelry out of their wives' ears, whether they liked it or not. And as Aaron later says, he threw a bunch of gold into the fire, and this calf walks out. The situation is perhaps a bit distant, but a parallel to so much of what we have to deal with day in, day out. you know, what it is that we're trying to teach our brethren is something very difficult, even though it's the greatest. What is it? What is it that we're trying to get Jews to do? Come suffer with us. In all honesty, what are we selling them? We're selling them the good life. We're selling them life with meaning. We're selling them family. We're selling them a home. We're selling them living with seichel, knowing why you get up in the morning. It's so simple. But it's not the here and it's not the now. And you can't just take out a sample of your product, put it on the table. They can't taste it. It's subtle. It takes understanding. It takes maturity. And that's so difficult. The senses are so much closer to the human being than the intuition. Our bodies, if the taste buds can absorb, you've made a sale. If it's something clear and obvious, you've made a sale. To have to go and change my whole lifestyle for the sake of something that is so subtle. It's so simple once you're over the fence. Once you really have experienced it, and once you do understand it, it's so simple. There's no competition. Happiness is no longer a hot dog. Your best friend is no longer the dog. It's silly. Once you're over the fence. It's just so difficult for the Jews. We're flesh and blood, we're after Adam's sin, and we're a lot closer to our senses than our intuition. And people are running off and destroying themselves. And you got to stop them. What do you do? Get up there, make a fool of yourself. Martyrdom. Let the whole world get up and laugh at you. What's it going to accomplish? So what do you got to do? What can you do? So Aaron stalls. Why did he stall? Why didn't he reason with them? He saw they killed Hur. He saw the passion. You look at the world and you just don't know what to do to stop them. There's a passion. People are searching in funny ways. There's a passion. So Aaron stalled. And that didn't work either. He thought time was on his side. The calf walks out of the fire. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, what'd you do? What did the nation do to you that you brought such a great sin on them? So Aaron says, They're difficult people. The whole story. So he says, Vomalam. Vayar Moshe Esa'om ki faruahu. He saw the nation was bare. They had lost all their greatness. Ki fra'o Aharon l'shimtza bekamehim. It's Aaron's fault. It's Aaron's fault. Hur got up and was killed. Aaron tried to buy time. It's his fault. He's responsible. Vayamod Moshe b'shar ha'machane v'yomer mi la'Hashem Eloi. V'yosfu elov kol b'nei Levi. So there's something that always bothers me. Because over and over, in all the good books, they're talking about the B'nai Levi. Yeah! The B'nai Levi, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mi Lashem Eli, they answered. That's what we all have to aspire to be. It always bothered me. Where were they before Moshe said, Mi Lashem Eli? Where were they till now? Why didn't they do this before? It's obvious it wouldn't have worked. If it would have, Aaron would have done it. He saw what happened to Hur. They just got killed. Hur got killed. Many ladies would have gotten killed. What changed? What changed was Pashit. Moshe Rabbeinu came back. In the words of the Gemara, Bo Horug Baraglov, the murder victim appeared. Moshe Rabbeinu showed up. It was obvious that they were off. They had made a mistake. Moshe's not gone. Furthermore, he was Moshe Rabbeinu. When you saw Moshe Rabbeinu, you couldn't get away with bowing down to this golden calf and saying that you're doing that to relate to Hashem. The truth became obvious. It seems like there was a choice of martyrdom or stalling. The people were uncontrollable, and that was what Aaron's claim was. There was only one answer. When Moshe Rabbeinu appeared. So what was Moshe's taina to Aaron? I've never seen anyone say this, but I am sure this is true. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's claim against Aaron? You see, the B'nai Levi didn't do it before Moshe came. Aaron was only trying to stall, and the alternative would accomplish nothing. The answer was for Aaron to be Moshe. The answer was for Aaron to give the people the same clarity that they had when Moshe Rabbeinu showed up. But Paruahu, they were wild. They wouldn't hear from anything. They wanted the here and the now. Aaron, you got to find some way to get truth to these people anyway. Stalling is not the answer. Don't think the time is on your side. Because the Satan works overtime and he's quick. We live in a generation that is only the here and the now. We live in a generation that is so far away from hearing that the good life comes from using your brains. That the good life comes from something other than making money. A generation that doesn't understand that they're living in the garbage can when they can live in luxury. A generation that doesn't understand that they're settling for a meaningless, miserable life where you got to make a lot of noise to cover up for it. Where they can really have a good life and even know how to deal with difficulty. All right, you want to get out and make a fool of yourself? Get slaughtered? That accomplishes nothing. The Levium were right. There was nothing to do. Moshe has a taina. When I showed up, it became clear. Aaron, why couldn't you do the same? How did Moshe make it clear? Because of who Moshe was. And I think that this taina, this claim against him, against Aaron, is even a more powerful message than Mila Shem Eli. We have to be big people. We have to be people who radiate the kind of lives people are really looking for. We have to be people who radiate real simchas achaim, real joy, menuchas hanefesh, feeling settled, feeling confident, learning to be happy despite what goes on. Learning that Hashem's really there. Walking with Hashem and it's obvious. People see it. The way you live, the way you talk. They see there's something different. You don't have to sit there and start telling them. It's not a matter of buying time. Just a matter of giving exposure. All they have to do is get to know you and they see there's something different and better. You can't get their attention when all they've got is the here and the now. But when they see something different, when they see that there's something that's clear, it's clear, it's true, solid, they realize that their garbage doesn't compete. They know it's a cow. When they compare, you don't have to talk too much because people aren't interested in too many words. They see a ben adam lachavero that they never saw before. They saw real care and real concern. The taina on Aaron was, why weren't you Moshe Rabbeinu? Why wasn't your presence enough to answer all the questions? Why wasn't your presence enough to make people realize that the alternative, the golden calf, was a joke? If you want to know what you got to do in your years in yeshiva, and you ask yourself, if I want to change the Jewish nation, why shouldn't I just memorize a bunch of classes? Why shouldn't I just spend the time on coming up with some catchy ideas? And that'll do it. You may get people's attention for all of 1 minute. You may get them in through the door. You're not going to get them too much further unless you're a Moshe of sorts. Unless seeing you makes everything clear. Your time in yeshiva is time where you build, where you make yourself solid, where when someone meets you, they know you're different. They understand, this is what I've been looking for. When they see your family, they say, that's what I always wanted, I just didn't think it existed. That's the tranquility. That's the peace of mind that makes for the good life. Intelligence, clear thinking, making rational decisions. They see it in action. Quite often, the classes are just buying time, but not buying time for someone else to come. Not buying time, unfortunately, the way Aaron's didn't work out. But buying time in a way that all you're really doing is hoping that if they hang around you long enough, they're going to begin seeing something. It's exposure. So this really is our goal now. We've got to become Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to become Yisrael Asher B'chai Aspire, where the halach is part of the mitzvah of Avos Hashem and Kiddush Hashem. You're supposed to behave in a way that when people see you, they say, I want to be like that. This is the real thing. This is what real Kirov is all about. Sure, there's a lot of teaching after that. But what sells? And the word sells doesn't sound so good. Yeah, what sells? Because we're dealing with a world that is into the here and now. What sells in a way that is powerful enough to people to want to change their whole lifestyle. What sells is people coming out of yeshiva. People who work on themselves. People who have grown and become great. People who know how to build a family. People who know how to nurture a relationship. That's what sells. That's what's appealing. And more than anything else you can do to prepare yourself, growing in your own Avas Hashem, Yirah Shamayim, your Ben Adam L'Chavero, your own Midas, your own relationship to wisdom, a love of wisdom. All of this, the change in you as a human being, this is far more important than everything else you can possibly learn. You're going to have to learn how to get people through the door. But once they're through the door, more than anything else, what's going to sell is you. A Moshe Rabbeinu. Answer all the questions. Words wouldn't have worked. If they would, Aaron would have done it, and the Bnei Levi would have done it. Moshe worked. And Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu's claim is, Aaron, why weren't you Moshe? Why couldn't you get it done? Why couldn't you radiate that clarity? It's not for us to judge Aaron. But it's for us to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu's claim against him. So let's be Moshe. Let's radiate clarity. Let's radiate tranquility. And let's radiate true care for one another. True Ben Adam Achavero. And true love of wisdom. So that people around us will be embarrassed to talk the stupidities that their lives are based on. Let it be clear, and then let Hashem join in. and fill the world with the Deo es Hashem he promises us at the end of days.